Welcome to Colonia Veneta, a small and precious pearl in the countryside of Verona. The walk that I'm proposing here starts in front of the Palazzo del Capitaniato, now the municipal see. If you're not yet there, pause this recording, check the map, and listen when you've arrived there. Il Capitaniato, the modern icon of the city of Colonia, is actually a replica Gothic reconstruction. Even though it looks old, it is in fact quite recent, from the beginning of the 20th century. However, it incorporates two of the ancient towers of the town walls. Now turn your back on Porta Rocca. Looking at the statue of Garibaldi, turn right and begin walking along Corso Gua, taking the road on your right. The beginning of the 20th century was a period of great upheaval for the urban aspect of this town. Corso Gua, for example, where you're now walking, was the main riverbed of the River Gua, which now runs a couple of hundred meters away to your left. Keep walking. During this short walk, we will make our way inside the Scaligeri town walls, with their 12 towers and a fortress, of which only the ruins remain. The town walls of the time ran to your right. You should now have arrived at the corner with a wide balcony of the old town hall on your right. Immediately after, slightly set back from the road, is the civic tower. Go through the passageway under the tower. You should then enter Piazza Mazzini, where unexpectedly you seem to find yourself in a small Venetian square. Above all, on your right, next to the tower, is the old town hall, which was also called Loggia Nuova. The Loggia Vecchia, or Loggia del Palazzo di Città, with refined rose-coloured plaster, is instead in front of you, and has for years housed the library and the civic museum, as you can read at the top. On the right instead, in front of the old town hall, there is a little 15th century building with a small statue of Saint Sebastian. Go over to it. On the left, low down, you will note the red stone that was laid in 1470 and is inscribed with Verona's units of measurement and the coat of arms of Colonia. It was thanks to this that the merchants who negotiated under the loggia could check at any time that the quantity of goods they received was really what was promised by the seller. Next to the stone with the measures, you'll find another treat. It is called the Bocca del Leon, Lion's Mouth, or the hole where secret accusations could be anonymously filed against a fellow citizen. Imagine the information and tip-offs. At the end of Piazza Mazzini, continuing along Via Torcolo, on the right, you'll see the tower, a 16th century stable block where you can relax and have a meal. Back in the centre of Piazza Mazzini, enter Via Marconi, following the itinerary on the map. Shortly, the large Piazza del Duomo will open out on your right. The imposing Duomo is in front of you, neoclassical and built by the Venetians Selva and Diedo at the beginning of the 19th century. On the right side of the piazza instead, there is the Monte di Pietà. This is a building which houses an interesting archaeological museum where you can discover the early Venetian and Roman history of Colonia and its territories. But now, I want to take you to see the ruins of the Fortezza, the old medieval castle. Cross the piazza diagonally and go into Via Bonfado, to the left of the church steps. Then, walk until you reach the small square that will open out at the end of the portico. If you have followed my directions, you should have gone through the Porta delle Cappuccine, opened through the walls in the 17th century. You should be at the base of the Duomo bell tower, erected on the foundations of the so-called Mainarda Tower. To the left of the bell tower, you'll see the ruins of the corner towers of the fortress. My suggestions for your walk finish here. Right on the spot where, perhaps, the medieval adventure of Colonia began. To get back to the starting point, return to the front of the Duomo and walk straight ahead following the left side of the church. In a few minutes, you'll find yourself at the Capitaniato. Meanwhile, if you wish to taste the contemporary excellence of Colonia, go to a patisserie and ask for il mandorlato, an almond cake, the local speciality. I hope I've been able to stimulate your interest a little. You can explore this village alone. It is unique and mysterious in its silence.